Hey freaks, it's Monday, April 30th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, there's a Golden Girls porno. God help my dick. Plus, getting clueless Asians to say horrible shit in English. A photo shoot turns a little dog rapey. And racist food comes to Whole Foods. Coming up today,
it's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
You're racist! I mean, racist!
Here with you, starting off a new week of programs. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a good one for you today. Hope you all had a wonderful weekend. Mine was filled like doing chores and yard work. I mowed the lawn at our new house for the first time. And here's the thing about that. I'm not particularly good at mowing. There are very few things I'm decent at, right? I can't even mow. Well, the problem is like, how do people mow in straight lines? I'm all over the place. You see these people with their yards and they got the lines perfect. They go in diagonal and then they go the other way diagonal. So it looks like little diamonds. You know that? Like when people do patterns in the grass, I can't do that. So the thing with our house is it's on a fucking hill. Like the whole yard is a hill. I've never had to mow a yard on an incline before. It's quite an adventure. I don't know if you guys have experienced this, but all of a sudden, the main objective is no longer to cut the grass. The main goal becomes to just keep that lawnmower from toppling over onto me. I can just see, like, the lawnmower spilling over. Now the blade is exposed, and I fall on top of it. Cut into bits. I think I've posted a picture of my house from the outside, and if you look at it, it's like a hill and then another hill. That's even steeper. And then you get to the house. So I was like, and I don't have a riding lawnmower. I've got a push lawnmower because I'm poor. And so I was mowing long ways right across the yard, not up and down and up and down, because then really I would, you know, the lawnmower would fall over on top of me. But still, it was very difficult. And then at, like on the side of our house, there's all these big bushes and fucking trees and rocks. Big stone, like there's stone walls that come up. I don't know. Plus, it's another hill. I don't know how to cut that. I hit more rock than grass. That was a pleasant sound. I did the best I could. It was a very productive weekend. Hey, did you guys notice on that Patreon video I made for you announcing that there was going to be more videos, and there hasn't been yet? There's a couple of reasons. One, go on my Instagram account. You'll see my giant ass zit right on the I always get a zit right below my upper lip. I think what causes it, what starts the zit out is an ingrown hair. But I get like this, I get a big zit and the so it's on the skin. It's not on my lip. It's not herpes, but it kind of looks like it could be herpes because the redness of the zit kind of extends to the part where my lip is at. You know what I mean? I hope it's not herpes. I hope I don't have herpes. Do I have herpes? I need Haley's Comet to investigate. I actually need Haley's Comet to investigate a couple of skin issues I'm having. So look at that Instagram thing. Let me know if it's herpes. To me, it's a zit. Because it doesn't, it's not like, it's not a sore, for Christ's sakes. It's just a zit. But I get very self-conscious. I don't like to go out in public when I get a zit near my fucking lip. Anyway, the other issue, and something that you might have noticed on that video, look very closely at me. I know, it's painful. No one should be subjected to this. Maybe I can do like a screen grab and make it today's featured image. Anyway, so if you look closely at my neck, there's like a tiny red rash. It's kind of circular. Guys, what is that? Because it's spreading, I think. I should really see a doctor or something, but, you know, I'm new to Cincinnati. I gotta get myself a primary care fucking physician, and then they have to recommend a dermatologist. I don't have time for that. Can't one of you just do, like, a reverse Google image search and let me know what the hell's going on? It's one of a few things. So that same, like, red spot I've got at a couple other places, right? At the crook of my elbow, then also on, like, my leg, like, where the waistband goes on my underwear, I've got a couple of those. They're real small, like that, right? But they're multiple spots. I'm noticing them now. God knows how long I've had this. And then I've got a couple others, like, where my socks are at. And those are, like, darker and a little scalier. I'm a very attractive man. I also pay no attention to my body. I try not to look in the mirror. And this is what happens. You know, like, all of a sudden, I've got all sorts of rashes going on. They don't really itch or anything. And it could be, like, a laundry detergent issue or ringworm. Also, I did a Google search for AIDS lesions. That's immediately where my mind went. Oh, obviously, I have full-blown AIDS. I don't know. I don't, that's the one thing I know you get when you have AIDS, right? That's how people found out in the 80s. I was watching some movie, and, like, this guy looked in a mirror one day, gay guy, right? Looked in the mirror, and he's got, like, this mark. And then he takes off his shirt, and then he realizes he's got a whole bunch of them. And that's kind of like what happened to me, except I don't think they're lesions. It's just a rash, guys. The one on my foot kind of bothers me. Look, because it's not like the other ones. It's a little darker. And that might be an AIDS lesion. I don't know. Someone look at my neck and tell me what the hell's going on with me. Thank you. What creams can I try to get rid of my AIDS lesions? This is way better than paying for health insurance. I just throw it over to you guys. Diagnose me. God, I'm a fucking mess. And of course, this all happens after I'm like, I'm gonna start doing videos. I promise this time, guys. Oh, one last gross thing. I don't know why some of you are under the impression that I have hemorrhoids. I don't. All I said was I sit on the toilet so much, I wouldn't be surprised if I grew me some hemorrhoids. Well, I got a lot of information from you freaks and disturbing pictures from one lady freak, a member of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse. Although, I think I might want to revoke her card. She sent me some very unladylike photographs. I'm not going to say who this is because I don't know if she wants me to, and I've talked about her before on the show. All right, so she says, I've had hemorrhoids for 12 years. They haven't popped by now or got sucked back up in your asshole. All right, and it's for her, it's due to, like, medication and medical issues and stuff. First of all, I know you don't want to eat fiber, but that's usually a great way to help you poop. You can even, you know what, I think I am going to start eating more fiber because I like to poop. I'm not enjoying the consistency of my bowel movements right now. I feel like it's a little too soft, and I'm having that issue where you have to wipe and wipe and wipe. That's the worst part of shitting for me, is the wiping. So I think maybe if I get some fiber in there, it'll, like, clean me out more naturally, and I won't have to use as much toilet paper. It's okay. You won me over with that fiber shit. All right, you can just buy some Fiber One bars. Yeah, I know how to get fiber in me. You guys treat me like I'm an invalid, like I'm a retard, says the man who just self-diagnosed AIDS lesions. Guys, what's wrong with me? Confirm that they're AIDS lesions. Thank you. I don't want to go to the doctor. All right. Yes, I know all about Fiber One bars. Thank you. But she goes on to say here, she says, just eat one daily. I need to make sure you know to eat only one, or the next day you're on the pot pooping up a fucking storm. If they didn't want me to eat more than one Fiber One bar at a time, they wouldn't have made them taste so good. I know there are chocolate and peanut butter Fiber One bars, and that's going to be a real problem for me. I'll be doing the show live from the toilet next week. All right. I need to stress this. You should only eat one. Rub Preparation H on the area, and if you find it hard to sit, find a neck pillow or one of those round pillows, like a hemorrhoid donut. Also a heating pad at low setting for your roids. Bright red blood in the toilet is fine. Like, this girl knows a lot about hemorrhoids. It's just a hemorrhoid exploding. But dark red or black stool is cause for concern. I don't have tar-like shit, thank you. You'll need to see a doctor right away. I'm thinking a doctor visit is in my future relatively soon. All right. Also, I'd prefer you not share this picture because it's just for you, Timmy Boo. And then she shows a close-up of her asshole. It's like cauliflower. She's got quite a few hemorrhoid buds blooming. Poor girl. Although, I bet you that would feel amazing on my dick. Like, I was thinking about that, like, the texture. If you could get past the sight of it, might actually feel pretty nice. Listener, I did not reveal your identity, so let me know if it's okay to share the picture, at least in the Discord. If you give the okay, I'll post it. You know, I won't tell you who it's from or anything, but I think this is a picture that needs to be seen. A little teaser there for you. I got some audio to share with you today. I don't remember what it was, Friday or Saturday. I tweeted out a picture of the television I was watching. The Golden Girls were on and Stanley's Bornak was on the screen. I was afraid that might fuel another Golden Girls themed wet dream. Well, one of you freaks posted on the Discord, there is a Golden Girls porno out there.
I haven't had a big thick sausage in my mouth in 20 years.
That's Sophia.
I haven't had a big thick sausage in my mouth in 20 years.
Not even Jimmy Dean?
Call him up. Invite him over. I'll blow him.
Ma, I used to date a boy named Jimmy Dean.
That, I guess, is supposed to be Blanche. I'm really more focused on the Sophia character. I'm pretty sure that's a guy.
That's it. I quit.
This is not the Golden Girls XXX, and these are all really old women.
My life is over. I'm ready to die.
What are you talking about?
My last chance to have oral sex before I die? And Blanche has already sucked off Jimmy Dean.
What's all this talk about dying? What's gotten into you?
Apparently, nothing's gotten into her. Therein lays the problem.
Well, that read was so awful, they didn't even throw in the fake canned laughter.
I'm 84 years old, my pussy's dry, and my life is grinding to a halt.
Sophia gets all the best lines.
Heh.
You ever notice in porn, especially these porn parodies, there's always these long, awkward silences. I don't know if someone forgot their line. It's like a school play.
Oh, the poor thing. We should go down to the community center and sign her up for a music class. Maybe she'd like to try the flute.
Rose, darling, I really don't think Sophia's interested in playing the flute.
Skin flute, more likely.
Skin flute? What is that? It sounds lovely.
I am going to go ask Sophia if she wants to try the skin flute.
Rose, darling, I wouldn't.
They even use the music. How'd they get the rights to that? After that very obvious flute, skin flute joke, we're now in Blanche's bedroom where someone's fixing the bed.
Okay, Blanche, there you go. This bed should be able to take some extreme pounding. I tighten the nuts.
Well, let me tighten your nuts.
Oh.
It's really nice seeing you again after all these years.
Hush, Jack. I'm dying to see if I can shove your cock all the way down my throat like I did in college.
That is something Blanche would say. And thus begins the first of many granny porn scenes.
Jack. Yes, Jack. Jack, still have it.
Oh, you still have it?
No.
You haven't lost anything.
Said with no conviction whatsoever.
No.
God. Oh. She sounds insane. Quaggle, quaggle, quaggle. Blanche Devereaux, you old slut. All right, let's move on, because I'm going to vomit here. I do want to hear some of Sophia's sex scene.
I'm so glad you showed up.
We got, I don't know who this random guy is. He just sort of appeared, walked into the house, and started sucking on Sophia's tit. I guess she's a real woman.
I know it's been a long time, but you don't have to take it easy on me. I'm a good, tough old broad.
Yeah. My tits are like leather. You're gonna have to chew if you expect me to feel anything. Got it? That's right. Really gnaw on those udders.
Forgive me, Salvador. It's been a long time.
For those of you who weren't fans of the Golden Girls, Salvador was Sophia's deceased husband. Anyway, it doesn't take long for her to get on her back and accept some deep dickin'.
Carol, take that pussy. There you go, Errol Flynn. Take that pussy before it's dead. Come on. There you go.
They switch positions. Now Sophia is riding, bouncing up and down on this guy's dick. You can tell because she's out of breath.
Come on, you're not dead yet.
Go ahead. I'll die a happy woman now. Go ahead.
God, she's really panting.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, that's the spirit. Yeah. Come on.
She's like a motorcycle revving. Anyway, just for a little closure, the end of the scene involves this guy blowing his load on Sophia's face. She swallows it all like a good girl. Still panting. Oh.
Don't get used to this, but you do taste good.
Music is what really sells this porn. All right, finally, before we get into the news today, you guys should really hang out in the Distorted View Discord. Lots of fun stuff gets posted. This is a great video one of you freaks found. And in it, this guy goes on various Japanese girls' webcam streams, and they read whatever he types in English. Now, they don't understand English. They're just kind of sounding shit out.
Karate chop my butt to help, please.
That was Karate Chop My Butthole, Please by Imagine Dragons. No? Pretty sure that's one of their songs. Okay, so we got Karate Chop My Butthole, Please.
I'm so fresh. You can suck my nuts.
Can I smell your beak? Can I smell your beak?
She's just singing some lyrics.
Pull over that ass too fat.
That's whoop whoop, pull over that ass too fat.
I cook an egg roll.
Oh, racist.
In my butt hole.
That's I cooked an egg roll in my butthole. By the way, I've seen that scene in a porno. Rent Fortune Nookie.
I frost cakes with my butt.
I frost cakes with my butt.
I can't control my horny level.
I can't control my horny level. These girls really need to take an English class.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Why not have our city?
You know what would be a fun game is ask you guys to decipher what she, like, can you tell me what this next girl is saying?
My cool clips sound like Godzilla taking a sit. Oh,
this is a tough one. Think about it for a few seconds. What is the Asian trying to say? Alright, time's up. We're looking for my queefs sound like Godzilla taking a shit. Did you get that? If so, you should be $25,000 richer. I don't know where you're going to get that money from. Not from me. Alright, things get racist, of course.
I lactate rice milk.
Talk about lactating rice milk.
Our nippers look like milk duds.
I think that's racist. It does seem, as the video goes on, you know, it gets more and more offensive.
My pussy smell like black man fingers.
Please
Lip, you are milking my meat on my yellow pigu face.
My yellow pigu face? Let's try to get back to queefing. Less racism. More pussy talk.
I queefed so hard my nipples are inverted.
Get in my bed.
I use my swat. Smegma of blue cheese.
I use my twat smegma as blue cheese. Okay, it's very hard to decipher those. And with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist to the fucking news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. What are you waiting for? Whenever I say that, it reminds me of that dumb movie, Scary Movie. You know, the scene where like the teacher is going to commit suicide because he hates teaching those little shits. And then like Anna Faris and all of her friends aren't paying any attention to that, right? They're talking about the killer and the killer's just messing with them. And so Anna Faris is trying to be strong and she's like yelling out loud, "Come after us. What are you waiting for?" And the suicidal teacher thinks he's talking to him.
I'm gonna jump!
Yeah, that's the teacher.
What are you waiting for, huh? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
What am I waiting for? What am I waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
Fuck you!
So back to my advertisement. What are you waiting for? Sign up, become a true and honorable freak today. Superfreaksideshow.com. When you sign up, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. We've really been focusing on exclusive shows Tuesdays and Thursdays. So tomorrow we'll be doing an exclusive show. I'm ramping up video production. Been ramping up for the last few years. But check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. It's only $6.99 a month. Even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. You know, I've been doing this since December 2004, so there are thousands of shows in the archives just for Sideshow members. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a bikini model being sued by a billionaire over bizarre sex claims that she sexually assaulted his giant dog says that he actually ordered his pet to fuck her. Tony Tatuni, dubbed the king of Instagram, accused Diana Monira of performing a sex act on Pooch Heff during a photo shoot. She insists it was Mr. Tatuni who was sexually harassing her by encouraging the 5-foot dog to mount her as he took pictures. Is bestiality allowed on Instagram? Is that how this guy made his billions? All right. She says that he provoked his dog to hump me and told me to allow it. I have a video posted in my Instagram that has Tony's voice telling me to allow his dog to take these actions. And he says, let him do it. Fuck her. And just stand there and let him sniff your butt. I need that video now. That's good audio. I felt vulnerable in the situation and tried to get myself. So why is this guy suing her? He's like, she sexually aroused my dog. She made my dog fuck her. All right. I felt vulnerable in the situation and tried to get myself out of the environment as best I could. Before I attempted to leave, I asked for the photos taken of me and he refused to send the photos or videos. And he didn't provide any reason as to why. No one should be subjected to this treatment in any industry. Mr. Tatuni amassed 1.5 million followers on his account where he showcases his outrageous lifestyle. This is pretty outrageous. I'm gonna pay you to have my dog sniff your asshole. That's eccentric. All right, Mr. Tatuni amassed 1.5 million followers on his account. He told U.S. showbiz news site TMZ, Ms. Munira began sensually playing with Hef, arousing Hef by playing with his genitals and masturbating him. You can see all of the steamy photos in next month's issue of Knot magazine. That's K-N-O-T. She said, puppy love took over my photo shoot and the photographer kept telling his dog to jump on me. The following day, Mr. Tatuni shared the same video and accused the model of using him to gain followers. He wrote, I can't believe this thirsty girl used my dog at Hef the Playboy dog. Right? Like, He's kind of self-promoting there, too. To gain followers, hashtag poor dog. You were the one taking the photos and video. This model told TMZ, I want the entertainment industry and the public in general to be aware of people like Tony who want to use you in every way possible. Mr. Tajuni is suing Ms. Munira for fraud and infliction of emotional stress on him, not the dog, and wants £1 million in damages. I believe I've got a video here. I think this was posted on her Instagram account. Take a listen. Like, she's sort of laughing.
Fuck her!
He's giving his dog the fuck her command. She's just laughing and trying to, like, hold the dog's front paw. You're like, hi!
You're not paying attention. It was so funny. I almost had a good one. You fucked it up. Go back, go back. He's humping you!
Oh my god, he's raping me.
Let him do it.
Let him do it.
No, it's the thing is. Just move your ass and let him just sniff it a little bit. But act very soon.
Oh my god. Okay, well, they both sound like they're okay with the situation. Him more than her, but still. Second story we have for you today. As if there wasn't enough Asian racism on today's episode of DV. Well, this time it's not my fault. Amazon.com's Whole Foods sparked social media outrage. What non-story is this, right? Everyone's outraged about everything. After its newest store in its 365 grocery chain partnered with an Asian restaurant with the racially charged name of Yellow Fever. They can name their Asian food Yellow Fever. I can play that little Chinese stinger there. The independently owned and operated eatery, whose name is taken from the slang term for a white man's sexual attraction to Asian women, is located in the 365 store that opened in Long Beach, California. I thought 365 was just like their brand, like their house brand. I didn't know they operated stores and restaurants and stuff named 365. Yellow Fever celebrates all things Asian. The food, the culture, the tint of their skin, white man's attraction to the Orientals. By the way, Whole Foods, which has 8 stores in its 365 chain that was launched with a no-frills concept to win over millennials, declined to comment. Yellow Fever celebrates all things Asian. Oh, here we go. The food, the culture, the people. And our menu reflects that, featuring cuisine from Korea, Japan, China, Vietnam, Thailand, all the yellow countries, and Hawaii. That's a weird one to lump in there. We've been a proud Asian female-owned business since our founding over 4.5 years ago in Torrance, California. That's according to Kelly Kim, executive chef and co-founder of Yellow Fever. Kim, who is Korean-American, so I feel like we can't even complain. There's no, you know, if you're Asian and you want to take back that yellow word, go for it. It's just like the gays with faggots or the black people with the N-word. All right. I guess, I don't know. Kim, who is Korean-American, in previous interviews said she was aware that the name choice would be attention-getting and controversial. One night we just said, Yellow Fever! ! And it worked. It's tongue-in-cheek, kind of shocking, and it's not exclusive. You can fit all Asian cultures under one roof with a name like this. That's the great thing about derogatory terms. A lot of times there's a large umbrella that word covers. She also said that Yellow Fever means love of all things Asian, and that public pushback over the name had not been as drastic as expected until now. Some people on social media defended the news of the partnership with Whole Foods as part of a broader cultural trend. One person over there on Twitter with the handle @CubeProMH said, this is no more offensive than @ABC, television network ABC, naming an Asian sitcom Fresh Off the Boat, which is considered racist. Because we're talking about all Asians here, let's do a few more English lessons for Japanese girls.
I use squids as tampons.
I use squids as tampons. These are awful. We'll do one more.
My favorite flavor of popsicle is dick.
My favorite flavor of popsicle is is dick. All right, final story we have for you today. On Saturday, iPhone users around the world began testing and confirming what is arguably Siri's most bizarre response to a question yet. Pick up your phone and ask Siri,
"Do my pussy queefs sound like Godzilla shitting?"
Siri responds with a very racist, "Yes, you have a stinky jap twat." Very offensive. All right, no. The Randy Robo response was apparently first reported on Reddit's Apple community, where a user by the name "That Was a Bad Decision" suggests that people ask Siri to define the word mother. Then you wait for the assistant to ask for additional definitions and you say yes. So Siri's going to start talking about mother, and then she'll say, "Hey, do you want to hear more definitions?" You say yes. And she apparently replies with something pretty offensive. Let's take a listen here. This is some guy on YouTube doing this.
Define mother.
As a noun, it means a woman in relation to child or children to whom she has given birth. Do you want to hear the next one?
Yes.
As a noun, it means short for motherfucker. Want to hear the next one?
Yes. Our Lord and Savior, Satan. As popularized by Danzig. Mother! Tell your children not to run! All right. So apparently Siri says a bad word. Well, at least she did as of last weekend. I tried it today on my phone. I couldn't get it to work. The guy in the video used an iPad. I don't know if that matters. As a noun, the computer-generated voice said as of press time when this story was written, it means short for motherfucker. It's not really a glitch. I think Siri uses the Oxford Dictionary, and, you know, it's in the Oxford Dictionary. The entry for mother includes the same verbiage for an alternate definition, which is used when mother is used as shorthand for the curse. In the dictionary, however, the alternate take is clearly listed as vulgar slang. Siri, for whatever reason, does not include that descriptor. Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. What do your queefs smell like?
Okay, I found something on the web for what do your queefs smell like.
Looks like just web results. Vaginal odor. All right, there you go, my friends. It's your distorted news from Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks. 206-666-4463. That is our voicemail line. Call in, say hi to me. Love to hear from you, freaks. You can also email me, show@distortedview.com, if you want to include a link to a news story, something you think might be good for the show, audio, video-wise. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram @DistortedView, facebook.com/DistortedViewShow, and of course, I'm in the Discord. There's a link on DistortedView.com. Chat with other freaks. Meet them. Oh, my God. It's been a long time since I've heard that. Dad, is that you? He's calling from the great beyond. I wonder how that felt for the guy. I always think, like, you know, orgasms feel good to me. I wonder, they all feel the same for people? You know, this guy sounds like it's really, really good. Do people experience pleasure the same way? I don't know what I'm asking. All right, that was a Patreon call, by the way. Now we'll do some regular ones.
Sideshow member Radical Join. I was just calling because I know I'm a bit behind, but you're bitching about having guests on the show.
I'm not bitching.
And I was wondering if you remember that time you had a guest and then he went on to shoot up a Jewish community center. So maybe you shouldn't have guests. Or if you do, make sure they're not Nazis.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of, I mean, we knew what he was when he came on the show. I mean, I didn't know he was going to, you know, gun down. He's an old man. I thought at this point, you know, he was the, like, grand wizard of the KKK at some point, right? And then he, you know, he wanted to become a politician. But he's, like, super old. If he was going to shoot someone up, you'd think he would have done it years and years ago. I was wrong.
Oh, what up?
By the way, I don't think he didn't kill anyone, did he? Oh, I think he did kill someone, but they weren't Jewish. Like, he totally fucked up, killed the wrong person.
What up, nigga?
Hey, the other day you were talking about a story, I think it was on April Fool's, about how Pornhub is giving like away premium memberships to people who live in towns that have obscene names or
yeah.
whatever.
Where do you live?
I'm actually moving to a very racist sounding town called Coon Rapids. Not raccoon, but Coon Rapids.
Yeah.
And that is in Minnesota. So
I think I've heard of that before.
If you run across any discounts for that, I'd be very interested. Maybe some biracial dating sites or something. I could get.
I think you could get a discount code for some Prussian Blue albums.
On that. But anyway, I was telling my
friend. Get a nice little discount for that.
I was joking. I said their first choice was Negro Falls. But yeah. They thought that was a little too on the nose. So I'm hilarious.
Okay, well, I'll take your word for it. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it okay?
Take that pussy before it's dead.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll see you back tomorrow if... and only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll be back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must,
since 1973, the government murdered 35 million white babies through abortion and replaced them with 60 million dark aliens who multiply like rats. And white sluts who wallow with mongrels and make more mongrels ought to move to Africa or Mexico. Send them a message you're fed up. Vote for me by writing my name on your ballot. I'm a write-in candidate for United States Congress. Retired Army Master Sergeant Glenn Miller, 463-7703. Goyfire, G-O-Y-F-I-R-E.com.
Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Glenn Miller to Congress. Margaret Miller, Treasurer.